Science Museum Lakes, the adults-only evening that's got London talking.
I think it's absolutely brilliant. I mean, I only thought of the Science Museum as being, you know, kind of loads of kids everywhere. So it's really nice for the adults to have a bit of a go on stuff as well. And it's such a really nice atmosphere as well, you know, with the music and there's bar downstairs and stuff. So it's a really nice atmosphere.
It's nice to see so many, well, good-looking people who are actually into science, quite frankly.
There are no kids, and you can act like one. That's pretty much how you can sum it up.
We came up to the previous, the one two times ago, and we enjoyed it, so we thought we'd come up tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, the heat sensors were amazing, yeah, and they're really good. And also that silhouette one where you took and it flashed back. That was really fun.
Also, there's nothing that's more peculiar than seeing people dancing, but you can't hear the music, too, but the headphones on.
Yeah, it's really good. I want to go to the Welcome Collection, I think. That looks very interesting, a bit naughty.
It's like reinventing your childhood. So I haven't been here for years, so I'm really excited about it.
I like the silent disco idea. I haven't been to it yet, but I'm hoping to get on that soon.
No, we're big kids at heart. This is why we came here first. We're probably going to stay here.
It's really good, actually. I wanted to come. I persuaded my friend Sarah to come along because I don't live in London, but it's been good.
Science Museum Lates, the adults-only evening that's got London talking.